The Bill Myers Show podcast is sponsored by Clouser Drilling. They've been leading the way in Southern Oregon well drilling for over 50 years. Find out more about them at clouserdrilling.com. It's 11 minutes after 7. Mr. Outdoors will join me here in a few minutes. And Ernie, you're here this morning. How are you doing today, Ernie?
Ernie.
So, Ernie, listen.
Arnie.
I'm sorry about that, Arnie. Yeah.
No, with an M. We've met before many times.
Yeah, Army. Okay. Hey, Army, are you on the speakerphone right now?
No.
Okay, good. All right. Just in an echoey room. All right. Now, you heard when I was talking with Rick about the Jill Biden theme that was composed by the Marine Corps. All right. So here we go.
Jill Biden.
Okay. So everybody knows that that was ripped off from F Troop.
Jill Biden.
Yeah. Okay, and I thought that was, I think that was the Marine Corps getting even with the Bidens myself, but what were you thinking about that?
I was thinking it was very appropriate for the Bidens, period, in that you remember the name of the tribe of the Indians that were there. The chief would climb the tree and say, "Where the heck are we?"
That's right, it was the Heckowee tribe. Where the heck are we, right?
Well, the heck are we, but you know what he meant? The word was not heck that you normally would use.
Yeah, exactly. But got to remember, it was 1965 or whatever it was at the time that that came out. But yeah.
Being lost or not knowing where they're at fits the Bidens perfectly.
Indeed. Appreciate the call, Army. Thanks for that. Let me go to, I think we have Michael. Hello, Michael, on the road. What's going on there? What are you thinking?
Well, I'm going to spitball this here. So, let's assume Trump gets elected and his VP choice is Vance. Mm-hmm. So does he then take Scott, Burgum, Rubio, and such and give them cabinet positions? How does he set it up for success and maybe have people around him that will be Vance's cabinet in the following term? So who does he put in those jobs?
I would certainly say that Doug Burgum is a good guy, a good brain, and energy seems to be his forte. And boy, we're going to need more of it, in spite of the fact that the thought that we're going to run the world on intermittent and chaotic solar and wind—it's not working. Okay, that would certainly be a good one.
I can agree with that.
As far as Rubio, do you want? Of course, I don't know. Florida strongly red at this point. That's a safe seat, right? You could grab him. Rubio's a little bit of a rhino-ish, though, in my opinion. Would that be fair, or am I being unfair, to think of him that way?
Yeah, well, I was just trying to figure out, do you put him in your cabinet, or do you try to leave him in Congress, where he could or could not help you more? I'm not sure. That's
He may be more of a help in the Senate than actually being in the cabinet.
Yeah, so I'm just trying to figure out who Trump is going to put around him to make it an extremely successful term, not just an okay term.
And then even if for some reason President Trump were to, feel his age at some point and maybe something were to go wrong, because he's not a young man either. We had to be honest, with ourselves on that. You leave the country in good hands, ultimately, is what you would hope to do.
Well, that's why I'm trying to look at the long distance, what do we do next term? Because I'm going to say Trump wins. Mm-hmm. So what happens after this term?
Yeah, you won. Now what, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's where the focus needs to be. Like I said, that's why the pick next week for vice president will be the most important decision that President Trump, I think, is going to make this year, period. So we'll see.
Yeah, and I can agree with Rick. I think it's Vance as well. It's the most logical, sound decision he could make. If for some reason he doesn't like Vance being a bearded guy or whatever it is, that's a stupid way to choose it. It's a logical choice, though.
All right. Thank you very much, Michael. Let me go to Steve. Steve, you wanted to weigh in on, obviously, the infirm president's issues here. Go ahead.
Yes, my mom had Alzheimer's. She got it at 81. I had to take over for her because she was unable to live alone at 81. And my wife has some issues like that. And what happens is people try to defend themselves. They don't want to admit to themselves that they're having issues, so they will come up with excuses.
Well, who does? Who does want to admit,
right,
though? I mean, we're talking human nature here. In fact, I'm looking, where is the, let me bring this up. This was the journalist that was going after him. I don't know who the journalist was, but let me just get that here, okay?
The German Chancellor having to step in and make excuses for you on that. Officials here are saying off the record that your decline has become noticeable. Hasn't this now, frankly, become damaging for America's standing in the world? Thank you.
Did you see any damage to our standing in my leading this conference?
See, and that's where you're going at. The first thing is defensive. Did you see any damage? And it's like,
yes.
You know, and the journalist didn't say anything
but
back to it.
Right?
He doesn't see it.
He doesn't see it.
Yeah.
So what is he likely to do as he falls farther and farther into the depths of Alzheimer's? What would he do? He's defying the people who are controlling him at this point because they're trying to tell him to resign. And he's saying, screw you, I'm not going to resign. So it's going to get worse.
Well, this is the way I look at it. And I know this would be more like a conspiracy theory Thursday call, Steve. But we know well that with all the surveillance going on by our, in my opinion, unconstitutional surveillance state, the CIA, the NSA, to a greater or lesser extent, the FBI, the real crimes of the Biden family are well known to the surveillance world, all right? And I'm sure that it's one of those things where, like everything else in Washington, D.C., it is controlled. It is controlled. And it's really one of those things where someone from intelligence, national intelligence, goes to Jill Biden and says, listen, we've got the receipts on everything that's going wrong. You don't want to see Hunter go to prison, or you don't want to see any of this stuff go on and the various other things and Jim Biden and Joe and all the rest of it. Step aside now, and nobody gets hurt. That's how it could play out.
But that would be logical, and he's incapable of logic. He is at the lowest levels of Abraham Maslow's, you know, circle of.
Well, it's not going to be up to him. I honestly think it will be up to Jill Biden. Jill Biden is the leverage point.
Well,
because she's the one that's really been the power behind that throne.
He is.
Yeah. Well, she's a few years younger than he is, though.
You brought up the subject of the three-letter agencies, and I was thinking, what if they have the Harvey Weinstein recordings, and they're using
or the Epstein
against people in Congress?
Yeah, the Epstein tapes. Yeah, the Epstein.
Yes, to get them to do what the three-letter agencies want them to do.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of stuff going on.
Oh, indeed there are. There is a lot going on. Thank you very much there, Steve. Mr. Outdoors, we'll shift gears again. We will talk about that and more coming up.
This hour of the Bill Meyer Show is proudly sponsored by Phoenix Auto Center Tire Pros and Full Service Auto Repair.
Patriot Electric is bringing power to the people this summer with their Generac Generator giveaway. Go to KMED.com and enter to win a GP6500-watt Generac portable generator from Patriot Electric, your local Generac generator dealer that installs a full line of generators to keep your property powered up during outages. Visit KMED.com for details and enter to win now through July 23rd. Patriot Electric is your authorized Generac dealer for energy independence. Power to the people by Patriots.
Looking for reliable roofing experts? Turn to the family-owned gem of our community, Stephen Westfall Roofing, Inc., your go-to for metal roofing solutions, offering 25-year workmanship guarantee on all projects. New construction, re-roofing project, residential or commercial, they've got you covered. This experienced team ensures a stress-free experience from start to finish. Choose quality. Choose Stephen Westfall Roofing, Inc. for your metal roofing needs. Call today. Get an estimate tomorrow, 541-941-3736.
The Rogue Gardener is sponsored by Grange Co-op. And remember, use the right tool for the job.
The Dirt Devil has a little plastic spout that folds down, and it'll go right in the blossoms and get the bugs without damaging the blossoms.
I know they're not so high-powered because every time I try to use one on my truck's upholstery, it never gets any dirt out. But I bet it would get a bug.
It gets bugs. It's a real handy tool.
Catch The Rogue Gardener live Saturdays 10 to noon, Sunday morning Encore at 9 on KMED.
Do you owe the IRS back taxes you can't afford? Are your finances underwater? First Response Resolution in Eagle Point solves tax problems. Their CPA will represent you with the IRS and defend your rights as a taxpayer. Visit firstresponseirs.com to schedule your free consultation.
Welcome back to the Bill Meyer Show, 106.3 KMED.
Interesting times. May we live in interesting times. That was always the curse. Here we are. How you doing this morning, Greg? Greg Roberts at RogueWeather.com and the Outdoor Report, sponsored by Oregon Truck and Auto Authority on Airway Drive in Medford. And how are we looking this weekend? Are we just going to be hot, but not insanely hot? It's not volcano. It's just kind of like what are those pots they have over in Yellowstone? It's like the hot pots. Is that what they call those, right?
Yeah, they do. They will refer to those as hot pots, but, you know, I'll tell you, it's going to be hot, but at least now, this time, like you said, it's not volcanic-like heat. This is pretty typical for the time of the year kind of heat that we expect to see. And, you know, we were talking about this yesterday. We're probably going to be, you know, upper 90s to lower 100s. And here in Jackson and Josephine counties, you know, not too eventful weather-wise. I mean, we do have the heat advisory, but, you know, you go to the southwestern Siskiyou County, still have that excessive heat watch going. You know, some of those pocket valleys, lower end of the Klamath River Valley, probably still potential to get up around 110. But the bigger concern by far now is fire weather conditions. Mm-hmm. And today we've got the red flag warning for gusty winds and low humidity for areas east of the Cascades. And then tomorrow and Sunday, looking like now we will have red flag warnings for abundant lightning striking dry fuel. And unfortunately, these storms are expected to be either completely dry or produce very little rainfall. So, you know, you get east of the Cascades, it looks like we're getting set up for a pretty good lightning burst with, you know, multiple new ignitions.
Ooh, and what day? When is that starting? When is that starting, lightning
that
strike?
Because Saturday and Sunday.
Okay, that's not great. That's not great news. No. I wish we could get away from that, because the lightning, it's the ignition source, right? That's where we're concerned.
Right.
Okay.
And, you know, you just always seem to get those lightning starts in the toughest, most inaccessible terrain to get people in on the ground. The only good news for us in Jackson and Josephine counties is we're going to miss that. That is not going to impact us. Oh. And the prevailing winds, definitely, you know, the smoke that starts to develop out of those new ignitions wouldn't really be much of a concern for us. It's the Shelley fire that is the greatest potential to produce smoke into the area, but it will be far more of an aerial thing than be down at ground level, really degrading air quality. And air quality this morning across Jackson and Josephine counties is good.
Good.
And the biggest reason for that is Salt Creek fire. You know, I said it on Monday, 72 hours, a pretty serious extended attack on the fire, and then we get into 6 to 10 days of mop-up, and that is exactly what's going on, because the only growth on the fire yesterday happened because of the burnout operation that they did to secure Highway 140.
All right, and so we're roughly getting close to 4,000 acres, right, but not much more than that, really?
Getting pretty close to that. Again, I still believe that when they really get in there and start accurately mapping this fire from the ground, you're going to see a reduction in acreage.
Okay.
I
had people calling me yesterday disagreeing with you. I had people calling me yesterday that said that it really is what they claim, but a firefighter ended up calling me saying that it really was as large as they claimed.
Okay, like I said, and I'm going to stick by this, mm-hmm. I have very rarely ever seen an air attack so dramatically miss the mark on the true size of this fire being as significantly small by half of what the fire is.
Okay.
My experience and it is what it is. It's 20 years out on fire lines. I have never seen an air attack underestimate the size of a fire as badly as they did on this one.
All right. Let's set aside fire, because we'll just have to watch the skies and hope that that lightning is as low as lower than we would like it to be. Okay, then even lower than we hope it will be. Okay,
if this was a true bust forecast and we just didn't see the amount of lightning develop that, you know, some of this stuff. I mean, because you always have to forecast for the worst. You have to issue your watches and warnings for the worst. But I watched the amount of lightning activity in California yesterday, you know, because obviously that's moving north. That's what we can watch coming at us. And being perfectly honest, I did not see a tremendous amount of lightning activity out of the storms on Friday. I mean, yesterday down in California. Will that change? It's always possible it could. We could get better moisture flow in from, you know, our proximity to the coast. There's a lot of reasons, but, you know, I actually, this is one of these times where bust potential is possible, and boy, I sure would love to see it.
Okay, glad to hear it. So if you were going to go out in the outdoors this weekend, because it's going to be warm, but not oppressively so, not like last weekend, all right?
Right.
What would you, good fishing conditions, or does the bite go off when it gets this hot and sunny?
Typically it goes off, but, you know, the other side of this is water temperatures still are really cool.
Oh.
I'm not hearing that the bite is really off, like we can have it happen at this time of the year. So it is still holding up. And when I say it's off, what we're talking about here is mostly the lakes and just not getting reports of that happening. In fact, I'm going to be headed up to Fish Lake today, and I've seen some pictures of results of people fishing at Fish Lake. Now, what does seem to be happening, fishing is definitely better in the mornings, slows a bit in the afternoons, and then the bite comes back on in the evening. That's not, you know, terribly, you know, out of the normal for what we'll find happening here. Out on the ocean, if the ocean conditions are going to be favorable, and they probably will be for the mornings, then the ocean has been fishing really well. So, and that's, by the way, for both salmon and bottom fish. So if you catch those morning conditions and get out, great fishing over on the coast. I still think the trout fishing here locally in our lakes is definitely worth doing, because there's still good bites happening morning and evening.
Okay. Appreciate the report here, Greg. And so there we go. Anything else you want to add before we take off for the week? And you can take the weekend off, okay?
Yeah. Well, you know, yeah, it's kind of nice for that. The Rogues are definitely back on regular schedule now, beginning tonight. First pitch time is 6:35. The fun tonight will be the fact that we've got two water slide splash houses that we'll be setting up in front of the ballpark, thanks to Rockin' Reynolds, and we call these our Splashdown Fridays. So definitely a lot of fun for kids, you know, so we're bringing that. And then, like I said, the Rogues now, we're back on regular schedule. We were obviously starting later, changing up times because first of heat, and then worried about smoke impact from Salt Creek. But nope, we're through all of that. So it's back to quote unquote normal for the Rogues.
All right. We like that. Greg Roberts, RogueWeather.com. We'll have you back on Monday, and hopefully we don't have any bad news to talk about when it comes to fire. Chances are, though, with Shelley, we will, but we'll get back with you then, okay? You be well.
Yeah, and then, of course, by Monday, we will definitely know exactly what's going to wind up happening with the thunderstorm situation over the weekend east of the Cascades.
All right, very good. Hey, Greg, catch you Monday, okay? Take care.
You got it, Bill.
Greg Roberts, RogueWeather.com, Oregon Truck and Auto Authority on Airway Drive in Medford, sponsor of the Outdoor Report, 731. If you're on hold, I'll get right with you. We've got a lot of people just hanging on hold because it's Friday. They find their phones. We got some problems indeed. This is the Bill Myers Show.
One of each, Forte VIN 800-413, MSRP 21645, Sol VIN 918111, MSRP 21865, 3699, due 10K miles per year, zero security deposit, all incentives and discounts to dealer, plus tax, title, license, 150 registration, processing fee. Trading in a vehicle will not eliminate your debt. Negative equity applied to new loan balance, N 730.
The summer of savings is here with new Kias from $139 a month at Kia Medford. Now is the best time to get into a new Kia. Shop our huge selection and save. Get a new 2024 Kia Forte LXS or a new 2024 Kia Soul LX. Just $139 a month lease, both for 24 months. Plus, once we make a deal at Kia Medford, we'll pay off your trade no matter how much you owe. Need credit? Go to KiaMedford.com to get pre-approved in less than 30 seconds with no effect on your credit score. Then find a Kia you really want, like new Fortes or Souls, just $139 a month. Don't miss the summer of savings going on right now at Kia Medford. Click KiaMedford.com.
Looking for a safe place to store your RV, trailer, or boat? Hardcastles offers a secure storage lot located conveniently on-site with a keypad entry. With spots filling up quickly, stop by today to reserve yours. While you're there, check out the fully stocked line of enclosed, dump, flatbed, and utility trailers. Hardcastles' friendly and experienced staff are always available to help you find what you need. Open weekdays 8:30 to 5, Saturdays 9 to 3. Hardcastles, where the customer is king.
Northwest summer's out on the patio. There's nothing better. But Terra Firma Foundation Systems wants you to know there's nothing worse than a cracked, broken patio. It's unsightly and unsafe. If you have sinking or separating concrete patios, walkways, porches, or driveways, Terra Firma can help. Our concrete leveling can restore your home's concrete. Enjoy your outdoor spaces this summer. Visit GoTerraFirma.com. That's GoTerraFirma.com. CCB 173547.
If you don't plan on cooking tonight, plan on dining at Freddy's Diner. Friday and Saturday nights, Freddy's features their hickory smoked prime rib. Plus, there's everyday favorites like New York steak, smoked beef brisket, Carolina chicken, pressure fried chicken, hand-dipped beer battered salmon or cod, and more. The menu is designed to please everyone in the family. Easy takeout, too. And stick around on Friday nights for karaoke at 9 p.m. Freddy's is a great place to meet friends or make some. Freddy's Diner in Old Town Eagle Point.
Hi, this is Bill Meyer. Always appreciate you listening, no matter the time. Live 6 to 9 weekdays on 106.3 KMED and 99.3 KBXG. I'm here for you. But life has a way of getting busy. So if you miss a show and you want to catch up, or you just have a different schedule, well, that's what my podcasts are for. The last 3 months or so of my shows available for free download and sharing on KMED.com or BillMeyerShow.com. Podcasts are sponsored by Clouser Drilling. They're helping keep you current. Find out about their services on ClouserDrilling.com.
106.3 KMED. This is the Bill Myers Show.
734. Had a power failure in Southern Oregon yesterday. It was about an hour. That was in South Jackson County, and it looks like Josephine County hit this morning. About 1,700 customers affected. This is kind of up the up and down the 199 corridor in various spots. And John, you're one of those people affected by that. They're still investigating, according to Pacific Power. How are you doing this morning?
Hello.
Hello, John. Welcome.
Yeah, that actually isn't why I want to talk to you about.
I know it's not, but anyway, go ahead. You wanted to talk about the
decline of our president.
Yes.
And, you know, his stumbling around. Is that okay if I discuss that?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead. I was just making conversation, given that you're out of power right now. You had just mentioned that. So
actually, it just came on.
Oh, good. Good.
At any rate, I found it very revealing and illuminating that talking about presidents who were incapacitated and maybe the 25th Amendment would have been a good thing. You go back to Woodrow Wilson in the 1920s,
yep.
Franklin Roosevelt in the 1940s.
Arguably by the third term, he was in trouble, right? By the third term, especially. Yeah.
Yeah, he had some serious, serious problems. Anybody could see that. And you missed the elephant in the room. from the 1980s.
Oh, that would have been President Biden in his second term. I've talked about that before. He was arguably in decline.
1980s bill, that was Ronald Reagan.
That's what I said.
No, I think you said Biden. I think you did a Biden.
No, President Reagan. Okay, well, if I did. Anyway, believe me, I know who was president in the 1980s, John, but what's your point?
Good. Okay, my point is it's very difficult for people to want to see the obvious sometimes. The Democrats had a field day with Reagan back when it was obvious that he had cognitive problems. They'd do those clips on TV where they'd show every stumble he made and Nancy trying to cover up for him.
Mm-hmm.
That was sad. And I see this a lot like having a parent that you need to take the keys away from them or take them out of their home and put them in some place structured. It's a difficult situation. And I just find it, I found it highly illuminating that you skipped over Ronald, which should have been a very obvious thing. That's the most recent one we've dealt with.
Okay, well, sorry about that. I've talked about it before. I didn't bring it up this particular time. What, do you think there's some conspiracy involved here?
Well, I find it of interest that Wilson and FDR are both Democrats and Ronald Reagan was a Republican. And I think part of this is just human nature, Bill. It's that people sometimes don't want to see the obvious. It's difficult to live with somebody or respect somebody greatly and watch them decline. That's a hard thing to do.
And it's even harder to be that person.
Well, the problem with the person is what I think you're seeing with Joe right now. He doesn't know how bad off he is. All he knows is what he wants. And what he wants obviously doesn't appear to be what's best for the country, for the Democratic Party, or for the country at this time.
John, would you agree with me, though, that really the key is affecting Jill Biden, is to go to Jill Biden about this? Because is she not really the controlling authority there, really?
She probably is. I don't have enough inside information to know. I find it absolutely fascinating. I listen to Hugh Hewitt in the morning sometimes because I get up real early.
Mm-hmm.
And for the last 2 years, he has been talking about, and he hasn't speculated whether it's Alzheimer's or Parkinson's in the early point. He just said it's obvious this individual has cognitive decline. At best, he is senile. And I think that's obvious. But the other thing is, and I think this is becoming evident to everybody, is how well orchestrated this has been hidden from the general public. So,
yeah, agreed with you, John. I appreciate your call, and thank you for checking in this morning. I'm glad your power's back on, too. It is 7:39. We got to Cherry. Hello, Cherry. Cherry, how are you doing this morning?
I am perfect. I just saw that movie, The Civil War.
I wanted to go see that earlier this year when it came out. I know it was in the theaters at that point, The Civil War. And I read reviews that were kind of mixed on it, that it was almost trying to not really take a side on that. And I wasn't sure if I wanted to go there. But what was your overall impression?
Well, I have 8 points that are two-word phrases. Hate press, end of Western civilization, some music, some picturesque countryside,
uh-huh.
Too graphic, too depressing, parts were humorous, terrible ending, and there was really no background on why there was a war in New York City, and it did show the president flub a bit on a speech that he was trying to make, but basically it was about four journalists trying to go to Washington, D.C. to interview him.
And to me, that was the biggest joke. The fact that the producer of the film or the scriptwriters would even get us into, here we have the journalistic world, unfortunately, has been so under attack for a number of years, and rightly so, because it's not about exposing the truth. It's been about covering up the truth on many things for many years now. It's kind of like, really? You're going to go there? Oh, here it is, the honest, pure-souled journalist. It's just, oh, come on. And I saw that even in the, what do they call it? Not the preview, the trailer a number of months ago.
Yes. As I said, it made me not only hate the press, but hate the movie industry exploiting children again in a movie or animals. I don't like it when kids are brought in to a very bad situation, like horror or violence. And it was really just mayhem, and it was madness. And it was really for that sake alone. It didn't have a good story plot or development of character or anything. It was entertaining. But
it was like entertaining because of being noisy rather than actually having a point.
That's what I was kind of concerned
it was going to be, all right? You are our resident film critic because you watch a lot of them, but thank you for making sure that I don't waste time on the Civil War, okay?
Thank you, Bill.
Okay, thank you. 7:42. Matt is going to join me here in a few minutes, and we're going to shift gears a little bit on that and shift it away from the standard look at politics. But he got back from Florida not too long ago, one of my listeners, and we were having a talk about that yesterday, and we'll kick it around coming up.
News is sponsored by Millett Construction, specializing in foundation repair and replacement. Get on solid ground by visiting MilletteConstruction.com.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. He says he wants to complete the job he started. President Biden, at his solo news conference last evening, giving no indication he'll drop his bid for re-election, despite a growing number of Democrats urging him to do so. The president acknowledged taking questions from reporters at the news conference on a list supplied by his staff. Last count, 17 congressional Democrats have urged Mr. Biden to quit the White House race. Donald Trump is urging the judge in his New York criminal trial to overturn his conviction and dismiss the case. The death toll from the intense heat that has spread across the country continues to rise, with deaths reported from coast to coast from Maryland to Oregon. And it's not only the U.S. Extreme heat advisories and warnings have been posted all across Europe. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 197 points. More details at srnnews.com.
This hour of The Bill Meyer Show is proudly sponsored by Phoenix Auto Center Tire Pros on Main Street in Phoenix.
One of each, Forte VIN 800-413, MSRP 21645, Sol VIN 918111, MSRP 21865, 3699, due 10K miles per year, zero security deposit, all incentives and discounts to dealer, plus tax, title, license, 150 registration, processing fee. Trading in a vehicle will not eliminate your debt. Negative equity applied to new loan balance in 73124.
The summer of savings is here with new Kias from $139 a month at Kia Medford. Now is the best time to get into a new Kia. Shop our huge selection and save. Get a new 2024 Kia Forte LXS or a new 2024 Kia Soul LX. Just $139 a month lease, both for 24 months. Plus, once we make a deal at Kia Medford, we'll pay off your trade no matter how much you owe. Need credit? Go to KiaMedford.com to get pre-approved in less than 30 seconds with no effect on your credit score. Then find the Kia you really want, like new Fortes or Souls. Just $139 a month. Don't miss the summer of savings going on right now at Kia Medford. Click KiaMedford.com.
Hi, it's Jolene with Phoenix Auto Center Tire Pros. We've got summer savings on quality Continental tires. Through August, get a $110 Visa prepaid card in the mail when you purchase a set of qualifying tires for your truck, SUV, or van. And there's 16 different popular styles to choose from, including Cross Contact, 4x4 Contact, Terrain Contact, and Premium Contact. Continental is one of our most recommended tire brands, so if you need a set for your truck, SUV, or van, come see us at Phoenix Auto Center Tire Pros in Phoenix.
If you're remodeling your house, start with the foundation. Millett Construction offers a no-pressure, thorough inspection of your home's foundation and a no-obligation estimate if your house needs work. The foundation is most important because all of the repairs and upgrades you're planning, from the floors, windows, doors, cabinets, even the roof, can be affected if your foundation is unstable. Be sure you're on solid ground. Millett Construction will level your house and correct the shifting soil problem. Visit MilletteConstruction.com.
Two Dogs Fabricating are fabulous at fabricating what you need to get the job done this summer. For example, if you're in the fire suppression business, the dogs custom build aluminum top mount forestry racks for vans to carry firefighting gear. And if your RV or camp trailer needs any hitch or tongue repair during camp season, Two Dogs can fix those puppies. They also build custom diamond plate battery boxes for extra protection and style. Two Dogs Fabricating on Bryan Way off Sage Road in Medford. Visit twodogsfab.com.
Hi, I'm Steve Potter, body shop manager of Lithia Body and Paint, and I'm on 106.7 KMED.
By the way, Two Dogs Fab, and they're the sponsor of the dad jokes of the day. We have to have another one to wash out all the news this week. We'll do that before break. But they also repair, I remember that they repair trailer hitches. So when you're getting ready to head out, and you don't want to be one of those people in which your trailer chains end up sparking on the ground because your hitch broke and the trailer is racing you down the mountain pass road. That's never a good thing, all right? TwoDogsFab.com. All right. Just saying. Let me go to Tom. Hello, Tom. How are you doing this morning? Welcome. What are you thinking?
Well, good morning, Bill. You and Rick were talking, and kind of Rick was sort of intimating, well, you know, this thing about Biden, who's the failure of the news media, and I was thinking, you know, they were actually doing their job. Their job is to lie to the American people, to propagandize to the people, to make sure that a lot of issues are covered up or not. Look at the shiny object over here. Don't look at the tsunami over there.
Yeah, well, I would agree. But, you know, most people's impression, or we've been trained to think that the media was there to, well, once again, the honest journalist out there to dig the truth out of the meanie big government people. Types, you know, yeah, and we're actually go after corporate people. Usually business people are usually the mean ones in most of the movies.
Yeah, exactly right. That's the propaganda, that the media is the watchdog of civilization and government and so forth. But they're in actuality the lapdogs, and they've been bought up by the mega corporation. CNN stands for Communist News Network, or just a corporate news network.
And you know something, I wanted to just concur with something you said there. And I also, being in the advertising business, we have our limitations too. One of the worst things that ever happened for United States media is the ability for pharmaceutical companies to advertise drugs and to advertise them heavily. Because you look at what has happened with COVID response and various other things. Nobody would say anything about it because most of the newsrooms now are powered by pharmaceutical advertising when you look at the profit and loss statement, okay?
Oh, yeah, it's really something. I don't watch TV anymore, but the few times walking through the room with the TV on, you'll see the news come on, and who's it sponsored by? Pfizer, whole nine yards.
Hey, as soon as that half of the broadcast, and gosh, radio is involved with this too. You know, ask your doctor about that was the beginning of the end, as far as I'm concerned. Not that 1960s media was any more honest. It was probably better at hiding it at that time, honestly.
Yeah, that's true. I just wish people would realize that, you know, I mean, the Democrats are acting like this. It's some big surprise about Biden's senility and so forth. And, you know, this ain't bad.
Yeah, it's not. And it's very sad. It's very sad, but it is once again sad for the country more so. Okay, thanks for the call there, Tom. I'm just running out of time, and I got a lot of people want to say something here. Steve in Sunny Valley's next. Steve, you wanted to talk about a quick congressional thing. Go ahead. Let's hear it.
Yeah, I think Representative Luna had a motion on the floor to fine Merrick Garland in contempt $10,000 a day.
Mm-hmm.
For the exact same thing that Bannon is in prison for right now.
Yep.
And we had four Republicans vote against it. And they need to understand that if they can do it to Bannon, but they won't do it to Garland, they'll do it to us and they won't do it to them. And they're there to protect their constituents. And they're not doing it. They're laying down on the job, and they're creating the two-tier justice system.
Now, Cliff wasn't part of that, right? Right?
No, he was not.
Oh,
it
good.
Two congressmen from Ohio and two from California. But there was 12 people absent that day, too. And they might have been there because they didn't want to not been there because they didn't want to vote.
All right. Steve, point well taken. And thank you for making it. Actually, I don't like people talking about weaponizing of the justice system. It's not the weaponization of the justice system. The justice system is supposed to be a weapon for truth. All right. It's when it is politicized that.
Right, right. You know. It's a political weapon.
Yeah, exactly. Thanks for the call, Steve. Let me go to, let's see, we have Mr. X. Hey, Ed, welcome.
Bill, how are you?
I'm doing fine. What's up?
I have to make a comment that, you know, the gentleman who called in, and I use the term gentleman somewhat reluctantly, criticizing you for not bringing up Reagan, and the reality to it is Reagan, you know, Alzheimer's begins or starts to manifest itself about 15 years before it becomes readily apparent. Okay. That's a simple truth. I went through it too. I mean, I speak from this from an educated point of view, from having family members having suffered through it. And when you look at it, what's the condition of the country and the office? The guy's the leader of the free world. And to try to, you know, to tell you you didn't bring Reagan into it, well, the reality to it is how did Reagan leave the country? And that's what we got to look at.
Arguably, that was done pretty well. That was done pretty well overall.
Yeah.
Well, I know John takes issue with me. You know, he's the guy that got upset because I was, you know, making fun of Senator Wyden. And, you know, I'm sorry. I just look at it this way that people who are governing unwisely are worthy of disrespect. I'm not one of these people that's just a lick spittle to power just because you're there. But, you know.
Well, and that's the thing. You're talking about the truth in the news and how it's been in decline. Not criticizing Wyden for some of his moves is a real tragedy that people don't do it. And this is how we get different perspectives. It encourages us to do the research into what is Wyden up to? What is Biden up to? And when you look at everything that I examine about, you know, Biden, quote unquote, out of his thing yesterday was he wants to finish his job.
Yeah, well, finishing the job means destroy the country.
There you go. That's what I'm trying to say. Yeah, so we should encourage that as the residents of this country, as the citizens, we should encourage that? No.
Ed, thank you very much for the call, and I greatly appreciate it, all right? Mr. X, and it is 7:53. Matt's here. Matt, welcome back. Man, I'll tell you, I've had you on hold here for a little while. Sorry, but people got a lot of things to say.
Hey, everybody needs to have their say, right?
I know. By the way... Matt is the guy who called me up yesterday, and he was, and he said, "Have you heard the First Lady Jill Biden's thing?" And I played that last hour, right? And so this is the Jill Biden theme that the Marine Corps band ended up composing.
Jill Biden.
And you said, and I said the same thing. It's F Troop. It's F Troop. Yeah.
Jill Biden.
I really do think that the Marine Corps band was getting even with them. But I thank
my
you.
My understanding is they decided not to play that.
They chose not to. You said
they sure. did. They did that one time, but I think they don't do it anymore.
Oh,
and I can't help. Look, you and I are men of certain age.
Yeah.
I'm sure somebody else heard it on the Democrat side and said, "I'm no expert in music and theme songs from sitcoms from the '60s," but.
Where Indian fights are colorful sights and nobody takes a licking, right? You know, that kind of thing.
Yep.
Mm, all
I
right.
I can't believe you remember the words.
Yeah. Well, what can I say? I was planted in front of the old Admiral black and white television set in Logan's Ferry Heights, Pennsylvania, every now and then. That was my window to the world in the early 1960s. What can I say?
And the kids were the remote controls, by the way.
Absolutely. In fact, my job was to get up and change the channel and also to move the antenna around, right? You know, that sort of thing. Reposition the rabbit ears. Oh, my gosh. We date ourselves on this one here, Matt. Hey, yeah. I want to grab you for a few minutes. Can you hang on just a moment? I want to talk about what it was like. You just got back from a trip in to Florida, and it was an interesting discussion. And let me give you a few minutes on that next. Hang on, Matt. It is 7:55.
One of each, Forte VIN 800-413 MSRP 21645 Sol VIN 918111 MSRP 21865 3699 due 10K miles per year zero security deposit all incentives and discounts to dealer plus tax title license 150 registration processing fee trading in a vehicle will not eliminate your debt negative equity applied to new loan balance N 73124.
The summer of savings is here with new Kias from $139 a month at Kia Medford. Now is the best time to get into a new Kia. Shop our huge selection and save. Get a new 2024 Kia Forte LXS for a new 2024 Kia Soul LX, just $139 a month lease, both for 24 months. Plus, once we make a deal at Kia Medford, we'll pay off your trade no matter how much you owe. Need credit? Go to KiaMedford.com to get pre-approved in less than 30 seconds with no effect on your credit score. Then find a Kia you really want, like new Fortes or Souls, just $139 a month. Don't miss the summer of savings going on right now at Kia Medford. Click Kia Medford.
Coming up on the next Hughes Lumber. When 2x4s get together, only one thing can happen. Walls get built. Check out the studs, followed by contractors and do-it-yourselfers. Featuring lumber, hardware, and siding. Starring decks, additions, and ADUs. It's the return of home enhancements. But watch out for that knotty pine. Get the best build for your buck values at Hughes Lumber. Your top show for quality, price, selection, service. So don't miss Hughes Lumber on Crater Lake Highway next to Garrison's.
Forget SOS. We're sending out an SAS for the semi-annual sale at Garrison's Home, Garrison's Express, and the brand new Garrison's Outlet. With 6 years interest refinancing OAC or 25% off almost everything. So SAS could also stand for serious actual sale because that's what this is. No sneaky gimmicks or markups. It's SAS. Simple, affordable, and satisfying. The semi-annual sale happening now at Garrison's Home, Express, and Outlet. Garrison's.com.
The Bill Meyer Show, 106.3 KMED.
I can't help myself, Matt. But anyway, welcome back. That show, much like Gilligan's Island, you just had to suspend disbelief when you would watch it, right? You know, those kind of things. Like, why would the millionaire bring his millions on a little tour boat? And where did all of the gowns come from for the movie star? You know, there's things that...
Yeah.
But anyway.
I admit it. I love Gilligan.
Yeah. Okay, everyone does. So you just got back, though. You took a trip. What, do you have a kid in Florida right now?
Yeah. My son's been there a couple of years, and he's been hounding me to come out, and I wanted to come out. And so he said, hey, come out in July. He goes, it's the worst weather of the whole year. And I said, okay, yeah, I'll do that.
And you got there. Now, my child, Sarah, or my eldest, just moved to Florida. And, of course, she's very, well, progressive, liberal, whatever you want to call it, right? And so and she told me how different it was for her, a completely different atmosphere, and was kind of puzzled in some ways, happy in others. I have not really gone to Florida, so I don't know much about that. But I'm wondering what Ron DeSantis' Florida really is like. And so what was it like when you ended up visiting your child?
Well, so I'm going to give you a list of things that jumped out at me, and I'll try to go quickly because I know I don't have that much time. But elephant in the room, newsflash, Florida is humid in July and August.
Yeah.
It was 95 and 95 the entire time I was there. It rains every afternoon, and sometimes it rains in like four square blocks, and then that's it. You go four blocks, and the pavement is dry. So I just put that behind us. That's just the weather. Just like, you know, we have to sit for months and months and months and months in the fog and cold rain. So things that jumped out at me. I drove from between Tampa and a place called Live Oak, which is about 45 minutes south of the Georgia border. The thing that I thought was hilarious is when I got to Live Oak, I talked to a realtor. And first of all, everybody, regardless of where I was in the areas I traveled, super nice. It was
Like, you have to accept that it's not phony, that this really is how these people are, because it wasn't like one person or someone who was serving us dinner. Everybody was really nice, regardless of where you were in the grocery store or whatever. The drivers are aggressive, but it didn't bother me because I grew up driving the highways and byways of Southern California traffic. So
oh, yeah.
That was no big deal.
Mm-hmm.
No motorcycle helmet required.
Really?
That tripped me out, Bill, because, I mean, we drove three and a half hours, and you got guys, first of all, the speed limit's 70 on the highway. If you're driving 80, you're getting passed. There are guys on motorcycles, no helmet, shorts, tank top, sneakers, doing 70, 80 miles an hour down the highway. I thought that was just insane.
You know what that is reminding me of? It's like when I was a young DJ or my first DJ and newscaster job in Barstow, 1980, I would see that.
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
Out in the high desert, it'd be like 100, 105, 110. And I know there was a helmet law there, I think, at that time. I think California had it, but maybe they didn't. I don't know. But, yeah.
So what else jumped out at me? Up here, you know, there's lots of classic cars. A lot of guys drive old trucks. I have one.
Yeah.
One late 60s Bonneville convertible. Didn't see one classic vehicle. I thought for sure once I got to like the northern part of the state that I would see more like guys cruising around in their 55 Chevys and all that, the tri-fives. Nothing.
Huh.
That shocked me.
Well, you know what's going on there? It's salt. Everything's destroyed on the East Coast and down in the South.
Even in Florida?
I would think so. Humid air.
I guess.
A lot of salt.
I guess.
You know?
Yeah. Maybe by the beach, I guess.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. So anyway, that surprised me. Here's the other thing that was shocking and beautiful. There were pregnancy center signs up and down. I think it's called the 75. It's like the 5 on the West Coast. It goes from end to end. That had these beautiful signs. They were hand-drawn, most of them. And it said, two hearts, two souls. You know, if you need help with your pregnancy, call. And they were about every 10 miles, 15 miles. But they were everywhere, just out there. You would never see that in Oregon.
Different culture, huh?
Yeah, that was really, really heartwarming to see that they were basically supporting women who are pregnant that might feel like they didn't have a place to turn. That was really nice. The northern part of the state, it's like being in Georgia, even though I've never been to Georgia. Everybody I talk to has a southern accent. And then the farther south you go, the accent disappears. You'll bump into somebody once in a while that has, you know, that southern accent. But that was the other funny thing. So I spoke to a few people up there. And they said basically anything north of Tampa is Florida, and everything from Tampa on down is something else. And I
now, went, when they say something I else, said, are they saying Cuba or what do they mean?
No, what they're saying is it's in their mind they feel like that's like San Francisco or that's like some other place.
Uh-huh.
But I laugh because being from California, I never considered L.A. and San Francisco as California. California to me was the beach. Northern California and the Sierra Nevadas.
Interesting. So there is a north-south divide in the state of Florida, too, right?
From the people in the north, not from the people in the south. The people I spoke to in Tampa, they love their entire state. But it was interesting that the people in the north end, you know, were like, you know, that's another world down there. You got traffic, you got strip malls, you got all that stuff. So it's interesting that the one side thought one way and then the south say, hey, Florida's Florida, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I saw one homeless guy in 8 days. One.
We were. Oh, hold on. One homeless guy in 8 days in Florida?
And the reason I know it's one, if I'd seen more, I would have said I saw dozens or something else. It was unbelievable. As much driving as I did for those 8 days, you know, getting around the state, we were in South Tampa. We're driving along. It's right along the bay. It's this place. Everybody jogs, and it's, you know, million-dollar homes on one side, the ocean on the other, and we were driving back through the city to get back to my son's house, and I saw one guy. Now, here's the thing. He was just had a bicycle with, like, some kind of a thing he was pulling behind it, and he was just standing there talking to some other people. I just assumed he was homeless because of the way he was dressed, and his hair was messed up.
Yeah.
He looked pretty weathered. Not one other homeless person the entire time. Not one. Just that guy. No encampment, no tent, no people sleeping in the street in front of people's stores, none. I was shocked. I thought, okay, But here's the thing. So maybe if you get down towards Miami and other places south, you'll probably see that because it's bigger cities and all that stuff. But Tampa's a pretty big city, too. I didn't go into Orlando, had no reason for going over there. But anyway, that jumped out at me. How many girls did I see that had blue hair, green hair, red hair, pink hair? Five. They were all younger.
Yeah, well, one of them was my daughter, okay? So
but, okay.
Yeah.
That five the whole week. I saw one, first of all, everybody is flying that American flag. Now, granted, I was there over the 4th of July week, so there was a lot of patriotism, but a lot of bumper stickers, pro-America, pro-this. I saw one bumper sticker. There was a dude in there with long hair, and the bumper sticker said, "Divorce your conservative husband," was on that dude's license plate.
Okay. Wow. It almost sounds as if Florida is truly the anti-Portland, right? It's like the...
I got to tell you, I know DeSantis has signed a lot of laws. He's put a lot of things in place. But it just feels different. For anybody who's probably been there, they know exactly what I'm saying. I've lived here 30 years. I've lived in Southern California for 30 years. It was the first time since California that I had this feeling where you're in a place and everybody's like you. Now, that's because, you know, I'm a conservative guy. But it was – and going to the beach, the beaches are beautiful. Families from one end to the other. Played a little flag, pickup flag football with a couple of young guys. These two guys, both named were Lewis. So my son and I were playing a little touch football on the beach. It's just everybody's friendly. I will say that the one thing that blew me away, I couldn't believe how many women wear thong bathing suits.
Oh.
And I'm going to leave it at that.
Yeah.
Because that surprised me. I haven't surfed much since I moved here. So 30 years I've been away from the beach and bathing suits and all that. So I'm sure I'm just old and, you know, out of the loop. It shocked me. And of all ages, by the way.
All ages?
Of all ages.
Oh.
All ages.
So grandma wears the thong, right?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Didn't see any banana hammocks. Didn't see any guys roaming around in Speedos. That wasn't a thing. But, you know, everybody's out and about. And of course, it's the weather, too. You know, we get a lot of people get out and about here. But I have to say, I'm just going to say it. I love Oregon, but it's not like Oregon. It just feels different. If you can deal with the humidity, the heat's nothing. I mean, it was hotter when I was gone here than it was there. But, I have to say, it was spectacular. It really, really was. So, anyway, that's my
take on it. Now, did you see, besides the guy that had the, divorce your conservative husband bumper sticker, did you see any other evidence of Democrat infiltration? Because I know, like I said, my daughter's there now. And I told her, I said, don't screw it up, because even she was when I say that, you know what I'm getting at.
I know what you're saying. Yeah.
It's like, don't move there and take Portland with you. You're talking about how much more money is in your checking account because they don't charge you as many taxes, although they give you a sales tax, right? You got that. Yep. And you're talking about how the real estate is so much cheaper and you don't have the bums on the street. You know, and so she's told me all this kind of stuff. And so don't bring it there.
You know what? Especially when it comes to the homeless, because it's been such a battle. I mean, let's say the Grants Pass went all the way to the Supreme Court so we could have some say about people camping on our parks, you know, and getting them back to the kids and all that. And I know that's still a battle coming. But here's why that was important. It, not just for us, but I know people all across the country, and we've had this conversation, and they were emailing me saying, you know, wow, thank you for this. Thank you for this. Because now states that are, let's just say it, red states, they're going to clean out their parks. That's what's going to happen. What's going to be a bummer, more people are going to come to blue states like Oregon, Washington, California, because in Florida, look, I didn't do the research, but because I only saw one guy who may have been homeless, they're not getting the resources. You're not showing up and knocking on, you know, City Hall and saying, hand me a foodie card, a bomb phone, or whatever else. That doesn't exist because there would be more people there. Certainly the weather is more conducive than Oregon, where we have to have, you know, warming shelters and all that. Now, granted, you know, the heat and the humidity down there. But if you were going to be homeless, you'd think you could go down to the beach and there would be tents up and down the beach.
Yeah, you could actually make it, you know, out in the open with a tent. Okay. You know something? I'll tell you what. I'll have to talk to you more about this off and on, but thanks for the little travel log. I've always kind of wondered because I've never been a fan of places with alligators underneath the sink, okay? But that's just me. We'll talk more about that, but thanks for the interesting experience of having gone there and shared some of that.
You know what? It did make me want to hit a few more places, too, because I've been to a lot of the states with big cities because when I used to travel and stuff for business. But I hadn't gone to some of the southern states. I just had never been down there.
Yeah.
So it made me want to kind of hit a few other places and just see what the situations are. Because it's great just to get out and talk to people in America. It was great.
Good job. Hey, I appreciate the report just for fun, okay?
All right, Phil.
All right.
Have a good weekend.
Yeah, Matt Morsa, Grants Pass. It's 10 after 8. Actually, we're going to continue that conversation on the homelessness issue here. Richard Emmons joins me from the Oregon Eagle here in a few